I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. You may have never heard of Thomas Dybdahl, but he's a household name in Norway. Dybdahl is a guitarist, a singer, songwriter, and a native of the small town of Sandnes. He's been compared to Jeff Buckley, Nick Drake, and Damien Rice. Thomas Dybdahl has a new album out. It's his first album released here in the United States. It's called Songs, and he is touring the U.S. right now. He's now in the studios, in fact, of KUOW in Seattle, where you're going to be performing tonight in Seattle. Thomas Dybdahl, before we talk about your album Songs, I just am curious as to what it's like for you to be a Norwegian and be traveling right now here in the States, so far away from your homeland where there's so much going on right now in Norway.
Well, I think you said it, you know, you said so far away, and that's kind of what it feels like. When we first, you know, had the news, we were in Chicago, and the full scope of it hadn't really come through. We got the news just about, you know, 10 minutes before we were scheduled to go on stage. That was a hard one. I mean, we were, you know, debating back and forth, you know, do we do this? It didn't really feel right to go out there and do what you always do. But at the same time, you know, it makes you feel good, you know, playing music and singing songs, and this is what we do. We go out there and we play music, and we make people feel good when we play these songs. So let's do it. And we've dedicated these shows to the victims, and I think we're all just, you know, we've had a fantastic time here, but we're all, you know, very much looking forward to just, you know, being part of what's happening at home.
Is there one song? There are a couple songs that I want to ask you about, but is there one song that kind of synthesizes on this album the way you might feel right now, even though you might have written the song quite a while ago?
There's a song called From Grace, which is basically just, you know, a huge, you know, declaration of love. I wrote it for my wife long before we were married, though. You know, we'd been away from each other for a long time, And I just wrote her this song basically saying, you know, it's here and it's now that I'll give you all my love. And you know, singing those words on stage right now feels pretty soothing.
Let's hear a little bit of it. This is From Grace by Thomas Dybdahl.
It seems I have a weakness I didn't know about till the day. Forces raid, and it seems I have a weakness I didn't know about till the day it rained. And it seems my weakness will become my final stay.
It's a beautiful song, and I have to say that I don't hear any of your influences of Metallica and Led Zeppelin or even Mozart in that song. How did you go from being a fan of Zeppelin and Hendrix, in fact, and Metallica, to something like From Grace?
I don't know. I think what I did was just gradually I got more into actually, you know, the acoustic guitar as a, you know, instead of the shredding that I was doing all my adolescent years, you know, in the basement of our family home. You know, I was trying to be like Kirk Hammett and all those guys and learning all the solos, and then gradually I got more and more into the acoustic guitar, and then as I moved out and you know, got my own place, and I think the first album that I kind of really, really dove into was Harvest by Neil Young.
Thomas, I just wanted to ask you about your voice, because from that piece that we heard, From Grace, your voice sounds so different from the way it sounds on the piece that we're going to close out on now. This is the song Cecilia. Let's give a little listen to this.
Tear apart. Angel eyes like bluebell. Trembling heart. Cecilia, I didn't want to give your heart.
know, it's beautiful in both cases. Were you intending to have a different kind of sound? And I wonder even how you would do that. It sounds like two different people.
This last one, the song called Cecilia, it's one of those songs where I just couldn't get it to, you know, sit right, as they say, and it didn't feel right. It felt like it should be a little bit different. And what I ended up doing was actually, you know, I had the microphone ready by my bedside, and I slept with a headset on, and I had the computer lined up to go for record when I woke up. So what I did was just set the alarm for like something ridiculously early, like 5 o'clock or something. And when the alarm rang, all I had to do was turn sideways in the bed, hit record, and then that was the sound that came out. And you're right, it does sound like a different person, but it was, you know, for this one, it was just what I needed. And it's weird doing it in that way, because you're in a daze. I mean, when you wake up, you're in a daze, and you do things a little bit differently than you do them normally, because you're not thinking straight, and you might not be thinking at all. So what you're doing is like totally, you know, on the fly, and it makes for some interesting takes, I guess.
It's kind of courageous, because when most of us say we're speaking in our morning voice, it's not something we would want to put on the record, literally and figuratively.
No, I want to get it all on the record.
Thomas Dibdahl, you've got 3 more dates coming up, U.S. dates. They're all on the West Coast. We're going to post them up on our website at theworld.org and make a link to your website as well. Thomas Dibdahl, so nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Did he rob your heart? Join the embrace. Cecilia, you didn't want to give your heart.
The album is called Songs. You can see a video of the Thomas Dibdahl song Cecilia at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.
Flesh and bones.